A sad end today to the U.S. soccer team's campaign to advance in the later stages of the World Cup. It was 0-0 against Ghana until the 22nd minute of the game.
Still 0-0. This one picked off. Drummond has an opportunity on Keller. Into the back of the net, and Ghana leads it 1-0.
That sound courtesy of ESPN. The U.S. ultimately lost 2-1, and Team USA had needed to beat Ghana in order to qualify for the last 16 of the World Cup, and so they will be heading home. Earlier today, we spoke with NPR's Rob Gifford, who is in Nuremberg. Rob, you're at the very hotel where the Ghanaian team is staying.
That's right. You can probably hear some celebrations outside my window here, right in the center of Nuremberg. There's a whole crowd of Ghanaians and other supporters of the Ghana soccer team draped in the red, gold, and green flags of Ghana. There's quite a few people draped in stars and stripes as well. It's been a very friendly day at the game, despite the result for the U.S. Everybody's mingling and having quite a party this evening.
Well, we heard the call of that first goal in the game. Give us the highlights after that.
Yes, well, after that goal, the U.S. pulled one back, and in fact, it was a fantastic goal, whipped across from the left by DeMarcus Beasley, and midfielder Clint Dempsey hit it first time into the roof of the net, and the crowd went completely wild. There were a lot of U.S. fans in the 40,000 crowd today. But the game really turned on an incident just before halftime when the Ghanaians were awarded a penalty for a challenge by the U.S. defender, Oguchi Onyewu, and they scored it. They went up 2-1. And really, the second half was about Ghana defending their lead. The U.S. tried to claw back the two goals they then needed to win, but were unable to do so.
After you lose a big game, there always is the possibility of complaining about the officiating. What about that penalty call against the U.S. in the stoppage time after the first half?
Well, it was the crucial point in the game, and as a completely neutral observer, Robert, I can say I don't think it was a penalty. I think the U.S. team was very, very unlucky to have that penalty given against them. But, you know, you win some, you lose some. That's the way the game goes, and sadly now the U.S. is on its way home.
Now, just to play what if for a moment, if the U.S. had prevailed against Ghana, in fact, in the other match in their group, things went their way. The Italians, in fact, beat the Czechs today.
They did. The U.S. needed Italy to beat the Czech Republic. They won 2-0, so Italy goes through. But unfortunately, Ghana's victory over the U.S. mean that Ghana go through, but their reward for that is to play against Brazil, which will be a very difficult game for them. So we're going through to the final 16 now, and things are going to get a lot tougher.
Rob Gifford, thanks a lot for talking with us today.
Thanks very much indeed, Robert.
That's NPR's Rob Gifford in Nuremberg, Germany, where the U.S. lost to Ghana today and was eliminated from the World Cup.